Okay, moving ahead, and it's a short movement. Exodus chapter 15, and when I say short, we'll be on this one for a while. Okay, Exodus chapter 15. Then Moses and the sons of Israel sang this song to the Lord and said, I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will extol him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea, and the choicest of his officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deeps cover them. They went down into the depths like a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellence, thou dost overthrow those who rise up against thee. Thou dost send forth thy burning anger, and it consumes them as chaff. And at the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were piled up. The flowing waters stood up like a heap. The deeps were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be gratified against them. I will draw out my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind, the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like thee among the gods, O Lord? Who is like thee, majestic in holiness, awesome in praises, working wonders? Thou didst stretch out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. In thy loving kindness thou hast led the people whom thou hast redeemed. In thy strength thou hast guided them to thy holy habitation. The peoples have heard, they tremble, anguish has gripped the inhabitants of Philistia. Then the chiefs of Edom were dismayed, the leaders of Moab trembling grips them. All the inhabitants of Canaan have melted away. Terror and dread fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they are motionless as stone. Until thy people pass over, O Lord, until the people pass over whom thou hast purchased. Thou wilt bring them and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thy dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horses of Pharaoh, with his chariots and his horsemen, went into the sea, and the Lord brought back the waters of the sea on them. But the sons of Israel walked on dry land through the midst of the sea. And Miriam the prophetess, Aaron's sister, took the timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dancing. And Miriam answered them, Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and his rider he has hurled into the sea. Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore it was named Marah. So the people grumbled at Moses, saying, What shall we drink? Then he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, and he threw it into the waters, and the waters became sweet. There he made for them a statute and regulation, and there he tested them. And he said, If you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians. For I, the Lord, am your healer. Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs of water and 70 date palms, and they camped there beside the waters. Amen. Exodus 15:1. Then Moses and the sons of Israel sang this song to the Lord and said, I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. We now come to one of the great songs recorded in Scripture. There are a number of our choruses that are directly taken from this chapter in our reading. It is very appropriate and honoring to the Lord to so declare His awesome power and nature, as did these children of Israel, in the celebration of the triumphant victory so detailed in this, the Song of Moses. We will be spending some time with this chapter and its many declarations of the goodness and the majesty and the power and the splendor of God. This morning will be but an overview that we are so encouraged throughout Scripture in the importance that our hearts show forth the joy of the Lord in song. We should rejoice in and commemorate all that the Lord does in our lives and in the course of His sovereign omnipotence and omniscience and omnipresence on display in action and in reality. Even in this reading, there is the respondent reiteration of the chorus by Miriam in reply to the call to exalt the Lord for what He had done through His tremendous greatness of salvation. Exodus 12:21, "And Miriam answered them, 'Sing to the Lord, for He is highly exalted. The horse and his rider He has hurled into the sea.'" Please consider that the call to joyous song in celebration of the goodness and the awesomeness and the saving strength of God is vested throughout Scripture. Consider, for example, the song of Deborah and Barak as recorded in Judges 5:1-3. "Then Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, sang on that day, saying, 'That the leaders led in Israel, that the people volunteered, bless the Lord. Hear, O kings, give ear, O rulers. I, to the Lord, I will sing. I will sing praise to the Lord, the God of Israel.'" The Lord granted the sons of Israel victory over Jabin, the king of Canaan, and his commander Sisera on that day. Rather than taking the credit as an act of human power in war, Deborah and Barak sang of the goodness and the strength and the deliverance of God going before them. "Hear, O kings, give ear, O rulers. I, to the Lord, I will sing. I will sing praise to the Lord, the God of Israel." Later, in this same chapter, we have the renewed call to sing to the Lord for the sake of His honor and His glory to overwhelm all those who are called by His name. Judges 5:9-12. "My heart goes out to the commanders of Israel, the volunteers among the people. Bless the Lord. You who ride on white donkeys, you who sit on rich carpets, and you who travel on the road, sing. At the sound of those who divide flocks among the watering places, there they shall recount the righteous deeds of the Lord, the righteous deeds for His peasantry in Israel. Then the people of the Lord went down to the gates. Awake, awake, Deborah, awake, awake, sing a song. Arise, Barak, and take away your captives, O son of Abinoam." It should be the natural course of our hearts to honor the Lord with our songs of praise and adoration, declaring His glorious name in worship and veneration. There should be a confident assurance in place in our hearts as we bring before Him our songs of admiration and trust and satisfaction in His hand on our lives. This was voiced by David as we read in 2 Samuel 22, 1 through 4. And David spoke the words of this song to the Lord in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. Thou dost save me from violence. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies." Consider what was necessary in the heart and the mind of David to so give vocal assent to the reality that God was the one in whom he trusted. David would seek no other. What God did or did not do was enough to make David certain in the salvation of God over David's life and the lives of his people. This was so in evidence that David's songs have been put forth in the book of Psalms. There is an entire collection of songs of praise and adoration and comfort and seeking after the heart of God. In them are presented to us scriptural lyrics which recount the glorious splendor of our Lord God Almighty. Let us but consider a few which further serve to encourage us to give voice to the melodies of praise and thanksgiving that fill our hearts and our minds and our lives. Psalms 28, 6 and 7. "Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart exults, and with my song I shall thank him." Oh, that each one of us would give ourselves over to this song of praise and thanksgiving in order to just bless God for who he is and what he has done. We will often find our strength and our encouragement in him as we lift up our hearts unto him in song and praise and adoration. He is our strength, and he is our shield, and he is our help in every single time of need. Psalms 95, 1 through 6. "Oh, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods, in whose hands are the depths of the earth. The peaks of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for it was he who made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." Oh, that this would be the singleness of heart with which we would come together on Sunday mornings as his redeemed people. We should be thrilled to proclaim his majesty and his worship with the entire force of our beings focused on blessing and pleasing Him. This song contains the recognition of His essence as the Lord God, Creator of the heaven and the earth, and the One who created you and me. We are His workmanship, created to express His glory, and that fully includes our joyous and focused songs of love and adoration. As well, our times of singing provide us with comfort and strength in the midst of adversity and tribulation. Psalms 107:19-22. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distresses. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His loving kindness and for His wonders to the sons of men. Let them also offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of His works with joyful singing. What a joy and a comfort to sing forth the knowledge that He is the source of all salvation and consolation and redemption, no matter what is assailing us in this realm. To know the reality and action in our hearts that He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions is a source of power and force and potency that none but the redeemed of God can know. It will bring forth thanksgiving and joy-filled and lively singing in the congregation of the assembled body of believers. It will fully flavor our time of worship and adoration unto the rock of our salvation, the Lord God, our deliverer. Then there is the attitude with which we come together to sing of the goodness and the graciousness and the love and the power and the majesty and the honor of our Lord God Almighty. Psalms 108:1-5. My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing praises even with my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will give thanks to Thee, O Lord, among the peoples, and I will sing praises to Thee among the nations, for Thy loving kindness is great above the heavens, and Thy truth reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and Thy glory above all the earth. When we know God in the living relationship that is opened in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, our hearts and souls must give expression to it from the moment of our waking to the stillness of our slumber. Everything within us will be bursting forth with the proclamation of our love and thanksgiving to God. We will be filled with the need to express our hearts in song and in adoration to the God who gives us eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. We will join with the chorus of Isaiah, as recorded in Isaiah chapter 12. Please turn to it so that we can read it together. Isaiah chapter 12. Then you will say on that day, I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, for although thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou dost comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. Therefore, you will joyously draw water from the springs of salvation. And in that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, make them remember that his name is exalted. Praise the Lord in song, for he has done excellent things. Let this be known throughout the earth. Cry aloud and shout for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Note that to the prophet, God had made himself so real in power and might and comfort and salvation that God himself had become the chorus of Isaiah's heart and mind and soul. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. So fully did God make himself known to Isaiah that the prophet had to broadcast God's glory throughout all the earth. Praise the Lord in song, for he has done excellent things. Let this be known throughout the earth. Another prophet who understood that the manifested working of God should be announced in song was Hosea. Please open in your Bibles to Hosea chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. Hosea chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. Therefore, behold, I will allure her, bring her into the wilderness, and speak kindly to her. Then I will give her her vineyards from there, and the valley of Achor as a door of hope. And she will sing there as in the days of her youth, as in the day when she came up from the land of Egypt. And it will come about in that day, declares the Lord, that you will call me Ishi and no longer call me Baali, for I will remove the names of the Baals from her mouth so that they will be mentioned by their names no more. Note how it will be those who are restored by the Lord to their first love who will be brought back to the songs of our youth. When God's saving hand was manifested in power and in might and in deliverance. There is hope for us who have become sedate in our salvation, who have become disgruntled and sullen in a joyless taking for granted of who the Lord God Almighty is, in all his saving grace and mercy. We will be allured once again, and we will sing anew of him who is our glorious Lord and Savior. If we seek to know him, he will be found of us, and we will once more celebrate His awesome power and might with song and with dance, no matter how old and tired may be our voice, our bones, and our muscles. We will shout joyfully, as did the throngs on the day of Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem, as recorded in Luke 19:37-38. And as He was now approaching near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles which they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." This multitude of disciples was proclaiming the fact that blessing and peace and glory were at hand in the person of Jesus. They were not yet privy to the full measure of the truth that they were proclaiming, but they knew that God was doing something tremendous in this Jesus of Nazareth. Even as the religious leaders tried to quell the uproar, those gathered would have nothing to do with quieting down. They had to shout it from the depths of their being, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And finally, in the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, we have recorded for us the fact that the song of Moses, which we have read this morning, will be sung again and anew by the throngs of the gathered saints in heaven. Revelation 15:2-4. "And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mixed with fire, and those who had come off victorious from the beast and from His image and from the number of His name, standing on the sea of glass, holding harps of God. And they sang the song of Moses, the bondservant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, 'Great and marvelous are Thy works, O Lord God the Almighty. Righteous and true are Thy ways, Thou King of the nations. Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify Thy name? For Thou alone art holy. For all the nations will come and worship before Thee, for Thy righteous acts have been revealed.'" All of eternity will be filled with the joyous song of the praise and worship due to God and to the Lamb for the glory expressed in His salvation of humanity. We will sing for joy then, as we should be singing for joy this very day. It is all in honor and adoration and praise and worship of Him who has so loved us that He saved us unto Himself in His glorious victory over death and sin, thus making us alive forevermore. So be it. Then Moses and the sons of Israel sang this song to the Lord and said, "I will sing to the Lord, for He is highly exalted. The horse and its rider He has hurled into the sea." Amen.